Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Into hour number two of this worldwide broadcast. Coming up in 30 minutes, we're going to have a 30-minute visit on Bankergate. And as bad as the Haiti disaster is, pray for them, send them money, give to multiple charities, smaller the charity, the better, charities that have been in country for years. I wouldn't give to the big mega charities. They've been caught over and over again keeping the money for themselves, for the vast majority of it. And in the coming days, we're going to have some more guests on who are talking about good ways to try to support and help the folks in Haiti. And later in the last hour, I will play Pat Robertson on his whole thing about Haiti making a deal with the devil and now being punished. And I want to play what the Haitian ambassador said about that. He said, well, if the devil blessed us, he blessed you. Very bizarre. Didn't even deny it. I don't like Pat Robertson. He's a big globalist. And said that Obama couldn't be stopped. And Obama was just going to bring socialism. And it was of the Lord. But on the subject of Haiti, if you actually look at the history, that's the legend. That the slave uprising was by like a voodoo chief. And that they did make that deal. And I just think the ambassador's response was, well, that's what made the French fall in this hemisphere. And so that's why you were able to get the Louisiana Purchase. And so I guess you were blessed by the devil as well. Very bizarre. Haiti really is one of the most hellish countries on earth. And if you do divide the island of Hispaniola, you've got the Dominican Republic to the east. To the west, you have Haiti. It's divided right down the middle. Completely deforested. I mean, the forest is amazing deforestation. Just amazing corruption. It's like Mexico, but worse. And America's going to end up just like Haiti. When you have a culture of corruption, everything falls apart, and you've got armored citadels or redoubts or keeps, castles, with super rich men perched on top giant sprawling slums. And that's how they like it. And that's what Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller and David Rothschild want for you and your family. And so I will comment on Haiti and the unbelievable devastation. At least 100,000 dead. That's been reported all over the news the last day and a half. Some are saying as many as 500,000 dead. We will talk about that. But we can try to give them money and pray for them and help them. But other than that, we got to focus on the healthcare takeover by the globalists here so they can put their corrupt fingers into a bigger pie. We've got to focus on the COINTELPRO operations of the government that's being exposed more and more and more and more in the government's own documents and their own admissions. They're not even hiding this anymore. And I want to put out a major warning to all activists. I want to break down the latest developments on COINTELPRO in the next hour and then warn you about the tricks and how you can identify it. I ought to write a white paper or something. I don't think anybody out there has had more experience with this than I have in 14 years. I mean, it's been rough. Let me tell you, sometimes I'm real tired. And sometimes I'm having trouble working 14, 15, 16 hours a day, and then they hit us with an operation, and I just realize how evil they are and how life and death this is, and it just gives me energy. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And God's really blessed me and my family. And I've tried to be a good steward of our operation and what we do here. And it's just so sick to read him laughing in these white papers. The new White House czar of information and regulatory affairs. About how no one can form a political group on the left or right that actually challenges the system. Because they infiltrate them, and then we're forced to shut down or make our operations smaller just to protect ourselves from enemy infiltration. It's sabotage, ladies and gentlemen.
Health Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to be simulcasting the third and fourth hour today live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I have giant stacks of incredibly important news. Google to end censorship in China over cyber attacks. London Guardian. Google admits they've been helping China run the censoring systems for years. And then yuppies and COINTELPRO always run around denying that. But the same censoring systems have been tested here in the U.S. and the White House and others through the cybersecurity system they're setting up with the NSA. Want to implement this here in the United States. Also, another big censorship article, Boston Globe, police fight cell phone recordings. Witnesses taking audio of officers' arrest, charged with illegal surveillance. All over the country, people who even have cameras on their own businesses that happen to catch cops beating people up or planting drugs on them, the police come arrest them for illegal wiretapping. People that videotape down the street, cops beating somebody up, they get arrested. Clearly illegal to do that. Clearly not wiretapping. You have no perception and no expectation of privacy when you're on the highway or the street. And the police will tell you that all day when they're videotaping you. But when you videotape them, they're coming after you. And they know it's fraud. They know it's official oppression. It's so criminal. You cram a camera down our throats. You illegally wiretap and scan the web and do everything else you're up to and read our emails. That's all illegal. But then you tell us we can't videotape you. I can't tell you how many times around the country I've had cops march up, sometimes from 100 yards away. security guards from a half mile away in Kansas City last year with my camera guys saying, you can't videotape in our city. Get out of here or I'm arresting you. Wiretapping. People need to sue these officers. They need to get in trouble. The problem is the higher-ups are telling them to do it. They're arresting people that record police stops. When they tell the officer, I'm recording you, they go, really? I'm going to arrest you for wiretapping. You pull somebody over in their car, there is no doubt in law it is their absolute right to record everything you're doing. Just like police have the right to record what you're doing when they pull you over or when they walk up to you. I mean, all over the world, they're mounting on police men's ears. You know, just like the little earpiece you use when you have a cell phone, similar little camera systems, they're deploying them. And it's the same thing. There's no expectation of privacy in public. You guys make me sick. I don't hate the police. I hate the fact that you're so ignorant and you're so willing to violate the law. It's just mass fraud. It's mass racketeering. And then I've got articles, I mean, every week or two where I live, I hear about Austin police engaged in all forms of crimes you can imagine. And this one officer has been arrested twice. He's in the South Austin area where I live, running around. He's a sergeant, bombed out of his mind. When the cops arrested him earlier this week, he had 30-plus cans of inhalants, passed out. A month ago, they arrested him in uniform with a gun in his truck in a parking lot in Kyle, far south Austin, small town south of us, partially passed out. We have the squad car video. We're posting it up on Infowars.com. And they didn't even give him a DWI. His car is running with a whole bunch of cans that he's just huffed. And he's a commander. He's a sergeant. And he wasn't relieved of command when he got caught last time. It's a sick joke. My point is that government always gets corrupt people in it. And then they recruit more corrupt people. And then once it gets to a certain point where they get most of the leadership positions and start moving in more of their people, they have a word for it. It starts with the letter T for tyranny. And it has taken over 99% of countries and empires in history. And we know how it ends. We know this movie. We've seen it before. And the police in more and more areas of the country are turning into complete predatory nut jobs. It was the case a few years ago in Austin where this husband and wife group of cops go in. The guy behind the counter at this cop bar said, look, you've had enough. And they said, I told you, give me more. They get drunk, go flying off the road on their motorcycle, get killed, and the cops run in and arrest the bar owner. They're nuts. They're crazy. I've had Austin cops march up to me over and over again over the years and say, turn your camera off. When I'm at a demonstration telling me I can't have a camera, and I tell them, go ahead and arrest me, but I'm going to sue you. You may beat the rap, you're not going to beat the ride. You think I like challenging some roided up person with a gun? You think it's part of being macho? No, I've got to defend the First Amendment that George Washington fought for, boy. You think I like this? You think I like having to face you people down on a routine basis? You're out of control. You're in the wrong. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. What happens is I read news all night and all morning, and then I have giant stacks of it, and I can't even read it or focus on it on air because it's just insane. And it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and I have to watch foreign banks stealing trillions of dollars in front of me, open crime, and no one gets in trouble. All right, oh, I'm going to shut up. I want to go for the next 6 minutes to Steve Shank. I want to go to Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com, a sponsor that visits with us at least once a month, because I believe firmly in everyone being self-sufficient. And in these insane times that are clearly only going to get worse, I have storable foods. I bought them a bunch of places and didn't like them. This is the place I get them without the MSG or the GMO, high quality and the lowest price out there and the biggest selection. They even have pre-made stuff that's excellent. This is 21st century storable food, and it's a lot less expensive than the cruddy stuff, the MREs people are selling them that are 10 years old. This is fresh and new food. Steve, good to have you on with us.
Hey, good to be aboard, Alex. One of the things that bothers me, I know you have a tremendous amount of listeners that wouldn't miss one of your programs that agree with you tremendously, and this last little spot that I wrote and you're going to be recording here fairly soon points out something that just bothers the daylights out of me. The work that you do deserves to have people act on it. And one of the things that I'd like to point out to your listeners is you don't do this just to scare people. The reason that you're giving out this information like you just did on the policeman and like you did on this global warming absolute fiasco is that you're trying to get them aware of what's going on so that they can act on their own behalf and get ready for what all of this means. And you and I've talked time and time again about the fact that if they can provide for their own, if they can have food in that's good and tasty and nutritious, that they never have to stand in a bread line. And that bread line, as you know from every other country that's gone totalitarian, like you're pointing out that this country is going, that bread line means if you don't want to give up your guns and you have to stand in a bread line, partner, you better have your own food, because if you got your own bread, you never have to stand in that bread line. That's the point you're making. The reason that you're pointing all this stuff out, a lot of people, you know, look at you and look at me, and I get emails once in a great while saying you're just trying to scare people. The objective is not to scare you, folks. The objective is to tell you what's going on so that you can act on your own behalf. Alex,
it's simple. It's simple. Steve, we sell and promote what we believe in. Gold, guns, food. It's simple. And the COINTELPRO doesn't want people getting together. They don't want us working together. They don't want us becoming self-sufficient. Authoritarian systems bankrupt societies to get people dependent. That's their own admissions.
Well, and when they pointed out the fact that when they had the bailout, all of a sudden all of the loans to farmers to buy fuel and to plant seed went down the toilet, along with the companies that buy their food weren't able to get loans to buy the food from the farmers that had it. And if that doesn't affect your food, it's unbelievable. But the bailout literally is affecting food in the company, in the country. And at this point, all of the stuff that's happening, this global warming fraud that you finally absolutely proved is one of the things that Mr. Obama pointed out, that the farmers are one of the biggest contributors to this greenhouse gas, and they're trying to shut down the electrical plants for the same reason, and they're going after the farmers on cow farts. I mean, it's absolutely absurd.
Look at Australia just grabbed almost all of the farmland, saying you just can't use your own land that you own. They're trying to push that in Canada and the U.S. I mean, they want us dependent. They want us bankrupted, period.
And the one thing that families can do, writing your congressman, give me a break. I got to laugh about that one. But the fact is, the one thing that families can do, whether they believe in guns or not, the fact is, if a family realizes what you're telling them every single time you broadcast, the thing that they can do on their own behalf is be able to provide for their own. Take every cent that they've got and put it into food. If you don't want to work with eFoods Direct, for crying out loud, go find something else, but make sure they're not a crooked bunch of idiots. But the fact is, you got to get food because
you got to. Well, Steve, stay there. I want to tell people about your. Steve, we got a break. I want to come back briefly and tell folks about your new expanded, already prepared meals. And give people the number and website, eFoodsDirect.com. That's letter E, FoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 14, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $11,37.60. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $11,68.51, $5,84.26 for a half ounce, or $2,92.13 for the quarter ounce. That's $11,68.51, $5,84.26, and $2,92.13.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Federal agents,
our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Okay, coming up. Big news blitz going into the third hour when I'm going to break down government documents where they admit the type of activities they're engaged in, trying to stir the American people up and trying to divide and conquer the nation. Just incredible information. But going back to Steve Shank of eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, Steve, you've always had great quality non-hybrid, non-GMO food. But now you've got an entirely new food line of prepared meals. Briefly tell folks about that.
Well, what this is as a result of dealing with this for a lot of years, we needed some healthy food and stuff that tasted really good. And we find that people just don't cook like they used to from the basics. And these meals are put together. They're ready to go. They're really quick. They're really easy. As we look at what's happening, Alex, with emergencies and what could happen in the future with the upheavals that we've got civilly, people need something that is ready to go. They don't have a lot of time for preparation, and 10 minutes of eating needs to restore their energy and their strength. What we've put together is something that we're offering right now through your show. It's called a two-week responder. It's got 2 full weeks of meals, and these aren't pansy meals. These are probably more food than the average person can eat in a day, but it's 2 weeks of meals in a really quick grab-and-go tote that's heavy-duty plastic. They can throw that in the back of their car. They can go disappear. Every single person on the planet needs one of these, whether they've got a 5-year supply right now or not. Every person needs one of these things, and we've priced it out at $129.95, which is absolutely ridiculous for good food. But these foods, if you try them and eat them, these people are eating these every day, Alex, because they're better than grocery store stuff that you fix yourself.
And you're not paying for all the advertising. You're not paying for all the middlemen. This is factory direct. You guys are actually producing this high-quality food yourselves, as you've done for many decades. The toll-free number to call eFoods Direct is 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Check out the new website. It was always a great website, but it's really a dynamic website with video, audio, so much more. Check it out, eFoodsDirect.com. And listen, folks, old-timers new to store food. We've just been conditioned to be completely dependent on the system with, 30, 40 hours of food at the grocery stores. Now is the time to start getting self-sufficient, and the best place to do it is eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Take care, Alex.
There he goes, ladies and gentlemen, and it's those type of sponsors that also make this radio broadcast possible. We're very, very thankful for them. I really am at information overload point. I really am. I want to come back briefly and just go over the 7 stacks of news, just briefly mentioning the headlines. And then I want to take some phone calls before the third hour starts, when I'm going to get into COINTELPRO. And I almost shrink from it, the mental focus it'll take to properly cover all the facets, because as soon as I open my mind up to the reservoirs of knowledge and research I've done on these government programs to attack and divide the people, to confound the people, there's just so much. It's like trying to force Lake Superior through a straw, but we're going to attempt to do that when we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv and simulcast the radio show via video as well. But I want to give the phone number out right now on any issue you wish to discuss, what's happening in Haiti, this new COINTELPRO document that the government put out publicly. They're not even hiding it. On some of the other issues I've mentioned, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. I just can't believe it. I mean, they are really getting some nasty people in place. And we know this has been going on for a long time, but now to have it out in the open, what does that say about the arrogance of these people? Obama information czar outlined plan for government to infiltrate conspiracy groups. And it should have, and provocateur them into violence. That's what this is calling for. It's just amazing. Sunstein called for COINTELPRO-style effort to silence truth using army of hired provocateurs. And this great article Paul Watson's written goes through it all. And then that dovetails with this other article that I have. Obama TSA nominee targets anti-government Christians. It's all set up for the American people, not for the foreigners.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Let me blitz through headlines. Drumbeat to boot Geithner gets louder on eve of hearings on disastrous economic crash. Alternet. We don't want to boot Geithner. We want him and others arrested. We want all the rest of the secret documents about how they stole the money released. Here's the great economy the media has been telling you about. December retail sales drop to record level. They plunged by record amount. That's the headline AP. Here's another AP headline. Record year for foreclosures as unemployment rises. But the banks are making record profits, so they tell you the economy's great. Dollar crisis looms if U.S. doesn't curb debt, experts say. CNBC. What do the expert bankers like Robert Rubin say, who engineered the fraud? Pass a bunch of new taxes to pay them more of our money. Don't cut government. Expand government. That's how you cut deficits. Taxing people who are already going bankrupt. Hire more cops. Run more checkpoints. More fees, more fines. Run them into submission. Slavery. Wall Street Journal. U.S. trade deficit grows as imports climb. Monsanto's GMO corn linked to organ failure, study reveals. Study reveals. Huffington Post. Isn't that great? Enjoy more. Wonder why everybody's getting sick around you, why the honeybees are dying? U.S. wants to turn Yemen into another Afghanistan. L.A. Times, the fight against full-body scanners at airports. We don't need to look at naked 8-year-olds and grandmothers to secure airplanes, says lawmaker. The TSA is adding machines to screen more passengers, much to the chagrin of privacy advocates. More congressmen coming out against it. Nobel Peace Prize winner Obama demands record war chest, second year in a row. National Post of Canada reports attempts to create markets for tradable CO2 are shaping up to be the next oil for food fraud. One of the biggest papers in Canada saying it's all a fraud. That paper had been pro-fake environmentalism. I was talking to one of my guys, and he said he was at a drugstore and heard people talking about global warming being a fraud. I mean, it's just everywhere. U.S., again, ladies and gentlemen, is in the grips of these globalists, but it's starting to wake up. O'Reilly demands that the heckler of Bush Sr. be arrested, says free speech is bad in America. James Cameron, in the script, the original script for Avatar, confirming what we already knew, came out and said that he wanted to demonize redneck NRA supporters in the film. But, of course, he loves the warmonger Obama. Europeans snub vaccine and states cancel orders. Wall Street Journal, that fraud continuing to implode. With major governments admitting it was all a profit scam and that the vaccine's dangerous. Mainstream news. George W. Obama. And on the cover of the newspaper that ran this headline, The Village Voice, they have the image similar to the Obama deception, similar to our T-shirt that we put out right when he got elected, right after he got into office. The left's now waking up. The bellwether leftist website has an image of Obama's face peeling away to reveal George W. Bush. How about the face peels away to reveal David Rockefeller? That would be more accurate. But the left en masse right now waking up to the total fraud, the left-right paradigm shattering further. Haaretz out of Jerusalem saying, Iran, we had information Israel, U.S. intended to attack us. Iran received information days ago that Israeli and U.S. intelligence intended to carry out terrorist attacks in Tehran. The country's parliament speaker said on Wednesday, one day after the assassination of a university nuclear scientist. Another report from Infowars.com. Obama extends power over governors. As Kurt Nimmo wrote in his article, Obama expands federal power over the states with executive order. The order signed January 11, 2010, further diminishes the sovereignty of the United States and builds on a framework for possible martial law. The executive order was completely ignored by the corporate media. 10 governors are required to meet whenever called. What if they refuse? The abuse of power. We'll be covering that later in the broadcast. Some of the other stacks of news I have here. Police fight cell phone recordings. Witnesses taking audio of officers' arrest charged with illegal surveillance. Totally illegal what the police are doing, and they know it. There is no reasonable expectation of privacy on the streets, and they know it. This is happening nationwide as they try to persecute people that videotape them committing crimes, as Big Brother is turned against them. That is just some of what is coming up. I have four more stacks that I haven't even gotten into yet, and we will cover all of that in the last hour. I want to spend the whole next hour covering COINTELPRO. And if you don't know what COINTELPRO is, we're going to break it down. Okay, I promised to go to calls, and I'm going to go to them right now. Let's go to Chris in New York. No, Chris in Kentucky first. I have several Chris's. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
It's good talking to you. Listen, on the news, I got a couple things are going on around here. Just recently on a news report, how some teenagers were found in Haiti by using the GPS system. I knew here they go again. Now they're going to use a Big Brother system. How good it is when you're in trouble for anything. So put them in your cars, carry them on your cell phones, and just do it, you know.
About making it the law that everyone has to carry basically a cell phone that the government issues, because it could save people, and if it saves one life, you know, naked body scanners on the streets and in courthouses and in all the facilities and the airports, if it saves one person, and, 152 deaths in France out of 61 million last year, or 2008, and so they may need to ban marriages outright, because if you ban human activity, if there were no people, if you ban shouting at each other, that might save one person. Think of this system. It's worse than guilty until proven innocent. It's just you're all prisoners. Then meanwhile, the government statistically abuses and kills more people than any other group in history. But, they're the ones running it all because they care so much about us.
If you go to diginet.net, get that, and that's probably the best way to get to, you can go to court. Secretly tape them. That's the only way you're going to do it. And we're not saying the police are bad or out here, because this system has corrupted them. And there's a lot of good ones out there. I know there are. And we got to reach those good ones and educate. And I'm not stopping. And I'm also going to be on my way out the door with more copies of the Fall of the Republic and the Obama deceptions, because I found some former senators and congresspeople where they're going in their mailboxes, Alex. I'm getting active, and I'm fed up.
Well, I appreciate your call, Chris. And looking at my guest sheet today, I got something backwards when we had a guest on. So we're gonna continue with your calls in the next hour if you want to hold. If not, folks can hang up. I had looked at my sheet wrong here and noticed that we do have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former number two head of policy, Department of Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor, best-selling author, and frequent contributor here to this radio show. He also writes a syndicated column multiple times weekly for Creator Syndicate, and he's with us for the next 20 minutes. I wanted to get his expert take on little Timmy Geithner, Bankergate, see if he agrees with Judge Napolitano and others that this could be an indictable offense, ordering the New York Fed that he headed in 2008, their lawyers ordering AIG not to reveal who was getting the money, namely his former boss at Goldman Sachs, who was currently Treasury Secretary at the time, and, of course, that is Henry Paulson. And now the Securities and Exchange Commission has declared that until 2018, these documents are secret. So this is just amazing. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on with us.
Sure, Alex.
Good to have you here. Bankergate, I mean, how deep does it go?
Well, Alex, I don't have any inside information on this. And what I know, I learned from reading.
Things. Sir, can you talk right into your phone? We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay, let's try and push up the sound. How's that?
That is really good. But, I mean, you were the head of policy, the father of Reaganomics. You headed up policy at the Treasury. I mean, you know these rules.
Here's what may have happened. Let me briefly run through it without interruption, and then we can talk about
sure.
it. I think that what happened was AIG had a whole bunch of, Goldman Sachs had a lot of AIG risk, and it had taken various steps, and some of it was hedged with credit default swaps, in which other banks had promised to reimburse Goldman Sachs if AIG defaulted or went under. Now, when the AIG risk were paid out 100 cents on the dollar, of course, the risks weren't that great. So there was no need to pay off the risk 100 cents on the dollar. when that happened, of course, Goldman Sachs did okay. But when Geithner announced the AIG bailout, he said publicly that the bailout would allow the government to liquidate AIG. So that made everybody think AIG was going to fail. So what that meant was the value of the credit default swaps that Goldman Sachs had from banks as protection against AIG risk, they skyrocketed. And so Goldman Sachs apparently sold them at some massive profit. And only Goldman Sachs knew that AIG wasn't going to fail. So it looks like it's a form of insider trading, whether Geithner enabled it on purpose or just through not thinking. We don't know, but what it does show is that Goldman Sachs is out for every dime it can get. And I would imagine we're not going to find out about it any more than we've been able to find out about anything else. Because we don't control the government. You know who controls the government, the banksters, the military security complex, APEC, the insurance industry, not Congress, not us. So we're unlikely to find out, and I doubt anything will happen as a consequence. So that's my take.
But that's the problem here, is that we've got Geithner, who was heading up the New York Fed. For those that don't know, that really sets the policy for the holding company known as the Federal Reserve. And then he's got his former boss over at Treasury, Paulson, who said he got a waiver from Treasury, from himself, to give himself personal bailout money. And we have Geithner, we have all of them before Congress saying over and over again, of course, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke saying, I won't tell you where the $500 billion, just one portion of this money, went. And so that's clearly their policy, is to keep it secret who gets the bailout money, who gets the free ride, who gets to loot people. And so then to have Geithner, who was the head of the New York Fed, and they admit the New York Fed lawyers instructed AIG to keep it secret, to say that Geithner wasn't setting the policy, that's like saying Al Capone wasn't involved in whiskey running in Chicago in 1924. I mean, it's like saying Hitler had no knowledge of what was happening in the Nazi Party.
Well, Alex, I hate to say this, but as far as we know, the whole bailout was a scam. Because, you know, immediately following the bailout, all the firms that were supposed to be threatened and were going to bring down the world financial system, they're all paying out six and seven figure bonuses to every member, to every employee. So the whole thing may have been a scam, just like weapons of mass destruction, Iranian nukes, or any of these fabricated domestic terrorist bomb plots. The whole thing may have been a scam, and Congress stupidly gave them the money without any controls. So what do you think Congress can do about it? They can't do anything, even if they were inclined, because they're also, their election funds, their campaign funds are dependent on the banksters. So the banks own them, along with the military security complex, APEC. The members of the government are owned. They're not independent. They don't represent us. And you can't expect that they're going to act against the people that own them. In effect, they're slaves. They're slaves to the powerful interest groups that fund them.
Well, certainly,
and
the whole
provide for their security. If they lose an election, they get a job.
Well, Dr. Roberts, certainly the whole thing is a scam. I mean, we have the McClatchy newspaper reports with the internal Goldman Sachs documents, how they were planning the whole housing implosion while telling everybody to invest in it, and then they got out. But at the same time, this is clear evidence of them saying, oh, we didn't want to make this secret. I had no knowledge it was secret, when they're publicly saying their policy is to make it secret. It's such an insult to everyone's intelligence.
Yeah, but I know, I agree with you, Alex. It shows the extraordinary corruption of the government. When I was in the government, there was, of course, some corruption, but not this level, not just complete, total corruption. And in those days, if there was corruption, the people who were corrupt were in danger and often were found out and held accountable. That's gone. There's not going to be any accountability for any of this. And we're never going to know, because they're not going to tell us. We can only try to piece it together the way I just did for you and the listeners. And I can't swear that's correct, but I think that's what happened.
Well, we know they're lying, and we know the sky's the limit. So what comes next? Just, I mean, will they just put gold crowns on and declare themselves kings? Or
they don't need to because they are kings.
Exactly.
They don't have to say, hey, look, I'm the king. So they, in effect, are, and we, in effect, are their slaves. Look, Alex, look at the health care debate. Notice how concerned the government is, both Congress and the White House, that we can somehow find a way to pay for health care. I mean, we can't have health care unless we can pay for it. They never say that about their wars or about their bank bailouts. The question of, oh, we can't do this unless we can pay for it, never comes up.
The corporate welfare never
do with helping people. Oh, they can't afford that.
Yeah, their corporate welfare.
Wars that enrich the military security complex, they can do that forever. They never even
got it. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hello. At ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
You got cut off by the break. Finish you up in the 5 minutes we've got left. The points that you were going over, I mean, it's really elementary. There's plenty of money for corporate looting, corporate welfare. They train the public to accept big government in the name of the general public getting some goodies. But really, the whole system is there for the big boys.
That's right. There's no money for health care. If we're going to have health care, you have to go buy it from private insurance companies. So So you create 30 million more customers for them. And for the poor people who, of course, can't afford to buy the policy, we'll subsidize that by taking away Medicare benefits that people have already paid the Medicare tax for. And so, oh, yes, we have to be so fiscally responsible. But they're never fiscally responsible when it comes to their wars or to their bailouts for the richest people on earth who didn't need a bailout in the first place, in my opinion. There's always money. They never raise the question about how do we finance it or what happens to the deficit. It's only when they're going to do something for the American people that they get parsimonious and say, oh, we really can't afford to help the people. We don't have any money.
Well, that was my next and final question. We see Robert Rubin, Larry Summers, the people that engineered the current implosion, the real architects from Bill Clinton, bragging and saying, we're going to save you, and we need all these new taxes, sales taxes, excise taxes, value-added taxes. They got Glenn Beck pushing it like it's conservative. They've got Bill O'Reilly saying we need more taxes, that we've got to get control of this deficit. We don't need to cut spending. No, government needs to get bigger. We're just going to raise more taxes on the middle class.
Yeah, there's not much left of the middle class. But that is exactly right. That proves the point that I was making. Keep in mind, Alex, here's what I think happened. The minute the American public fell for their 9/11 story, the power people in Washington realized that we were so gullible we would believe anything. They could tell us anything. And so they told us, oh, the whole world financial system is going to collapse if you don't give multi-billionaires hundreds of billions, even trillions of dollars. And the people fell for it. I think they saw with the way they fooled us with 9/11, that we'd believe anything. There's nothing they can't tell the American people the American people wouldn't believe.
Well, that's like the naked body scanners. Now they say they're going in courthouses nationwide. Denver and other cities already have them. So you're going to pay a ticket. They record your naked body, and we've now discovered they're using it as a biometric scan. That's what these really are, is biometric readers, so they can passively read you on the street now off of your body signature.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, but the reason really they're doing it is that Chernoff is the head of all that, and he's making billions of dollars selling body scanners. That's the former head of Homeland Security, remember?
Yes,
he's the one who's in charge. He's the head of these companies that make these body scanners, or if he's not head of those companies, he's head of the ones that market them. So he's raking in the money. It's just the old boys making themselves rich. They've sold us terror, you see.
But now they're going wilder than they've ever gone. Why are they going so hog wild crazy, openly robbing everything?
Because they found out with 9/11, we'll believe anything. We'll fall for anything. They can get away with it.
And of course, you're saying
anything, we'll believe it.
And you're coming right out now saying 9/11 was staged.
Look, how many thousands of engineers, architects, airline pilots, fighter pilots, air traffic controllers, intelligence agents, former government officials here and abroad have said that the whole story is not believable.
Oh, I know it's an inside job. I said it 2 months before it happened. You know what? Do 5 more minutes with us, because I want to bring something up along the lines of government-sponsored terror. Back in 70 seconds.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.